And welcome back to the Morning Blitz here on KCOU 88.1 FM and online at KCOU.fm. Joining us now on the show is a guy that's going to join us each and every week, every Friday here on the Morning Blitz. His name's Will Carroll. He goes by Injury Expert on Twitter. Will, how you doing this morning, my man?
I'm doing great. It's been an exciting week. You know, we're leading up to the NFL season. We're hitting the home stretch of Major League Baseball, and certainly there in Missouri, you've got not just one, but two teams to root for. So it's been a heck of an exciting sports year.
Yeah, and let's start with the NFL with Kansas City. Eric Berry, it sounds like he has tendonitis in his heel. Now, what could that mean for his performance this year? Is that going to hinder him as we get into the first couple weeks of the season?
Yeah, absolutely. Anytime you're talking about the heel, this is clearly the Achilles. And if you pop the Achilles, well, you're done for the season. We're seeing, you know, a lower incidence rate so far this year, so it's a little bit concerning in that regard. We are seeing guys come back faster and better from this, but you still don't want it, especially with a player as important to the defense as Berry. So they're definitely going to have to be careful with this, make sure it gets the time to heal, make sure that everything looks intact. But Rick Burkholder really seems to have a solid hold on this. So a little bit of patience, a little bit of trust, and I think this one will end up okay for the Chiefs.
Is this a nagging injury, though, something that will affect him throughout the entire season?
Not if they let it heal, and that's going to be the tough part. You know, this is one that's fairly easy to visualize. It's one that's fairly easy to test. You can look down and see your Achilles, but it's going to come down to the trust, and Rick Burkholder has that with this team. He came over with Andy Reid from the Eagles, one of the best trainers around, so he is going to have to figure out exactly when Berry is able to come back. They've got to balance his function with his future. And that's a really tough one because they need him out there. But are they willing to sacrifice a little bit in week one, maybe week two, in order to have him back if necessary? And I'm not saying he's going to miss any time. It's a tough balancing act, and that's why the doctors and trainers make the big bucks.
So is this something that you do think could make him miss some time in the beginning of the regular season?
It's possible. I'm not saying it's going to happen, but as they, you know, in these next 10 days, they're going to be watching it very closely. I'm sure they already have a plan. They're already trying to come up with a maintenance program. They're seeing how he responds to practice and some game action. But they're going to have to be very, very sure that this thing isn't going to pop. They're going to have to be very, very sure that by playing, he's not going to aggravate it, make it worse, and have a situation where, you know, he's going to miss games in season. I think they're much more willing to take a little bit of time off at the start to make sure you have him for the heart of the season.
We're speaking with Will Carroll. He's at Injury Expert on Twitter. He writes for BleacherReport.com and just got a new gig doing Bleacher Report Radio. You can listen to him there as well. Moving over to the other side of the state in Sam Bradford, probably the biggest injury news that we heard in the preseason. Is this something where he was more likely to re-tear that ACL because he has done it before? I think I've heard something about that before. I'm not sure if I'm accurate on that.
Yeah, there's a little bit of an increased risk as the grafted tendon, which they put in. They took it from that knee. They took a piece of the patellar tendon, used that as the graft. That's pretty much the state of the art right now. Actually, they've gone back to this because of the success rate. They were using some external grafts. They were using Achilles tendons from cadavers. There are some problems with that, both physically and psychologically. Someday I'll tell you a great story about Carson Palmer and his ACL story. But with Sam Bradford, it's just unfortunate. This wasn't the result of the surgery or the fact that it was a little more likely to be injured. This was the fact that a 300-pound man fell on him and hyperextended his knee. And something was going to give, even with the brace he had on. And think about this. He had a brace and still tore his ACL. This was just bad luck. Actually, the way it tore tells us that the graft worked pretty well. A lot of times with new grafts, you'll see them actually pulled out, and they have to be re-anchored. In this one, it tore just like a plain ligament would, even though it's still mostly tendon. It's tough. It's bad luck. He's going to have to go through the exact same surgery, the exact same process to come back. I think he will be able to come back. We've seen guys come back from second, even third ACL surgeries. Robert Griffin, probably the best known example, though they're certainly not the same kind of physical quarterback. The biggest problem for Bradford, he's going to essentially have missed two full years of playing football. That's difficult to come back from, even when you're relatively young. I think he was already on the edge with the Rams. We have no idea what he would have done this season. So I think he's going to end up having to take a very small, very short-term deal somewhere to try to prove he can be a quarterback. And there are situations around the league. You know, Houston doesn't have a long-term quarterback. Arizona has Carson Palmer. And you know, is Sam Bradford the kind of guy who could fit into a Bruce Arians offense? Ooh, absolutely. That might be a great fit. But it's one of those things that I think St. Louis fans are always going to wonder, what if? What if this first-round talent had just stayed healthy, been able to develop as people expected he would, had better talent surrounding him? But, you know, that's the NFL these days.
Once again, we're speaking to Will Carroll. He's at Injury Expert on Twitter. He's going to be joining us each and every week here on the Morning Blitz throughout the football season. There's one injury here at Mizzou that I would like to get your thoughts on. I know we don't have a lot of injury updates with this. Basically, we know Morgan Stewart, the backup running back for the University of Missouri, has been out for a couple weeks with some sort of hip injury. I know you can't diagnose this without really knowing exactly what's going on. But what are the possibilities of what could be going on here if he does continue to miss another week, maybe 2 weeks? And it sounds like he's going to for sure be out this week at least.
Yeah, let me be clear. I don't know exactly what's going on with Morgan Stewart. And I'll be honest, I haven't followed the situation very closely. But when you're looking at running backs and hips, they have to be able to do a couple things. First, get their burst, be able to run freely. And especially with running backs in college, they have to have a lot of lateral motion. Even the big power guys are usually one-cut backs, as we've seen in these spread offenses that are growing in popularity and effectiveness. So with Stewart, there's a couple things you'd be looking at. First, you're looking at whether or not the hip itself is intact. Does he have a hip flexor issue, which can linger a long time and really limit the effectiveness of any running back? You have to wonder whether there's a hip labrum issue, since this is extended on. We've seen a lot of players have to have this kind of surgery. They come back from it very well. Probably the best-known example in football is Percy Harvin last year. And he wasn't able to come back until the very end. He was healthy at the end, certainly contributed in the Super Bowl. And there's a lot of questions about Harvin, not just because of the hip, but everything else he's dealt with heading into this season. So that's one you look at. The other is whether it's a simple muscle strain. You can there are a lot of muscles, just like around the shoulder, there are a lot of muscles around the hip. Hip flexors, hip extenders, the quads, the hamstrings, and especially the glutes. All of those can be problematic, and it's such a complicated structure that it's really tough to get to the root cause. And that's what you have to get to in order to get somebody healthy. I'm sure the docs and the trainers at Mizzou are working on this, and I wish I could shed a little more light on it.
We'll be sure to keep an eye on that, and we will update you with anything else that comes from that. Moving over to baseball really quickly, over in St. Louis, big rehab assignment Wednesday night. Yadier Molina caught about 5 innings of baseball. Are you surprised he's back this quickly after surgery on his throwing hand thumb?
No, I'm not, because it's his throwing hand. Had this been his catching hand, would have been a little more problematic because it would have taken the abuse. Molina actually has a special glove. He uses a substance inside the glove to dissipate the force. It's a substance called poron, and I've actually seen some demonstrations of it. It's something that's not very well known, but he actually had it built into his glove a couple of years ago. Really interesting stuff. You can drop a ball on it and it almost doesn't bounce. A lot like Kevlar in the way it spreads and absorbs the force. So even with that, it's still, you're going to feel it each and every time a fastball pops the mitt. And if you catch one a little bit wrong, I know a lot of people have played catch or played burnout when they were kids, and if you catch one on the meat of your hand, man, you can feel that for a while. So the question is not whether or not he can catch. It's whether, A, he can throw, and whether he can grip a bat. And, well, he can get out there and kind of one-handed or even, you know, one-and-a-half-handed. He's got to have both hands. When you're seeing these exploding sliders, these fastballs with great movement, if you can't make those fine adjustments, you're not going to be able to hit the ball, or at least not barrel it up. We've seen Dustin Pedroia struggle with this for 2 years now, one of the great hitters of this era. We've seen Josh Hamilton struggle with it all season off and on. He certainly hasn't had the power we're used to seeing from him for the Angels, even though the Angels are playing pretty well. And Bryce Harper, one of the most talented hitters in the game, has struggled since coming back from his thumb surgery. So we've seen that guys can come back. Actually, you know, you asked whether he was coming back too fast. Remember, Brandon Phillips had very similar surgery, but was back two, 3 weeks earlier than Molina just because of the function and what they had to do inside. So I do think he's going to be able to come back. It's going to be a huge lift for the Cardinals as they continue to try to fight off the Pirates and chase down the Brewers.
And just two more things here for Will Carroll of BleacherReport.com before we get you out of here. Eric Hosmer, he sounds like he's going to be coming back at least before the end of the season for the Royals. He has that hairline fracture in his wrist. What are the Royals trainers going to be looking for to see when he can come back?
First, they're going to clear that fracture up, and it's tough to get a read on that. Obviously, they had some difficulty diagnosing it. And that's not uncommon. This wasn't that they weren't looking for something. It's that when you look at a wrist, I mean, just go look it up on Wikipedia, and you'll see how complex it is. Number of bones, number of ligaments, number of tendons, cartilage, it has to be in the right place. And if everything isn't completely right, man, it gets to be a mess. You lose power. You're not able to function. You're not able to get that same snap. And at the plate, it's brutal. On a personal level, when I was in high school, I broke my wrist and played through it. Ended up having to have the hemet bone removed after the season, and I've lost a lot of function and movement in that wrist. But, man, I wasn't a great hitter to begin with, but I could flat out not hit after that. I had to go out there and just punch it to the other way. A lot of problems from the wrist. So with Hosmer, you'll be watching for any sign his power is coming back. They'll be looking at bat speed. They'll be looking at, you know, even if he's not hitting home runs, if he's gapping the ball, even if he's hitting hard line drives, that's a very positive sign that things are coming back. And with Billy Butler playing so well at first base, they can afford a little bit of time for Hosmer. That's been one of the unintended consequences of this injury, that Butler has played so well when he's been in the field. But they definitely want to get Hosmer back, see if he can help that team hang on as the Tigers chase him down.
And last thing for you, it is Will Carroll joining us here on the Morning Blitz, by the way. Josh Shaw at USC. Is this the weirdest injury story you've ever heard of?
Oh, no. There's so many, going back to Otis Nixon dreaming about spiders and injuring himself. John Smoltz burning himself trying to iron a shirt while it was on. Jason Stark is probably the best-known guy and has the biggest collection of really weird injury stories. But, man, there are some crazy ones. Certainly this one's unfortunate. You're a college kid,
yeah.
and as good as you are on the radio, you know that college kids do dumb things. and this one's it's a bad story. You certainly wish Shaw hadn't done something like this. But then again, the dumb things I did in college, I didn't have a media department echoing them, and I didn't have, a TMZ cell phone world. So it's unfortunate, but let's remember, all these athletes, they're college kids, and college kids do dumb things.
Once again, he's Will Carroll. He is at Injury Expert on Twitter. He's going to be joining us on the Morning Blitz each and every Friday throughout the football season. Will, great stuff as always. Looking forward to having you on every week.
Hey, thanks a lot, Brandon.
No problem. Once again, it is Will Carroll. He is at Injury Expert on Twitter. Huge thanks to him for coming on.